The fourth. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
All civilians from Gaza City.
Israel overnight warned more than 1 million Palestinians to evacuate their homes within 24 hours as it continues to attack the Gaza Strip and cut it off. Israel told Palestinians living in northern Gaza, which includes the crowded Gaza City, to head south below the Wadi Gaza Valley. Israel says it had no choice but to attack Gaza to disarm and deter Hamas after its gunmen butchered 1,300 Israelis and foreigners and kidnapped upwards of 150. And it's flattening the Gaza Strip to do it, with around-the-clock airstrikes and tanks taking up positions and opening fire. Israel says it only targets Hamas. But what about the children? 40% of the 2 million Gazans are under 15. The UN says a humanitarian crisis is dire and getting worse. Hospitals in Gaza are overwhelmed with thousands of dead and wounded. Doctors are running out of supplies. And Israel has cut the power and water.
As I'm speaking, there is bombing everywhere around the hospital. The building is shaking every minute or 2 minutes. I don't know if we are going to see another day.
Hamas has told Palestinians to defy Israel's orders to stay in their homes, but many people are not obeying that order. They are leaving. However, some people are remaining in Gaza City. The hospitals will stay open. They say they have no choice. They have a moral obligation to stay and treat the wounded and the dead, numbers that are expected to rise quite soon.
All right, so that right there, just that right there should tell you that Palestinians, ordinary, everyday Palestinians, are not Hamas, okay? That they're human, that they have compassion for others, that they won't leave the only hospital in the area because they have a moral compass and a moral code that they live by to take care of the wounded as medical professionals. You know, listen, I got to tell you something. The longer this goes on and the more that you see civilian casualties, the support for Israel will deteriorate. Okay, it will. It will just evaporate. This is what Bush did to us. This is what Bush did to America. This is what he did when he went after Iraq, after 15 Saudi Arabians out of 19 hijackers. Flew airplanes into the World Trade Center on a crisp Tuesday morning back in 2001. The rage and the lack of care and the cold-heartedness of the retaliation to an unrelated place. Now, I'm not saying that this is, you know, symmetrical to what happened to us, because it isn't. It isn't. It's you know, obviously, the people who rammed these planes into the buildings here are not our neighbors. And there they are. There's terrorists as your neighbors in that region, in that area, in that neighborhood, which is why America supports Israel the way that it does. It understands that being a democracy in a neighborhood like that is not easy. But I'm telling you right now that if there is a retaliation that includes civilian casualties, lots and lots of civilian casualties, in a place where the population has been governed by these terrorists and would like to have protested the government they had, except that the government they had, which was a terrorist organization, would put down every protest they ever tried to have because they're terrorists. And if you start killing the civilians that aren't the terrorists in search of the terrorists and the civilian, the photos, let's just say what it is, the photographs of young people, and they are young, you know, 2/3 of the population of Gaza is under the age of 18. 2/3, okay? They didn't vote for anything. You know, I'm listening to some crazy people, you know, in my orbit. you know, the people that actually are involved in Israeli life day to day, they don't want vengeance. They really don't. They want to they want something better out of all this, killing. They want something serious. They want something better, more constructive. They want something decent to come out of what was so indecent. Right. But there are crazy people that have a very easy time hating people that they've never interacted with, or they think they have because they were in Tel Aviv, but they have no idea what kibbutz like is life like, or they have no idea what goes on in the West Bank. They have no idea, you know, what goes on in Gaza. They, you know, they've been near it, or they looked over the fence once, whatever. And, you know, they'll start calling names to people like me right away. Self-loathing Jew is their favorite. You know, Jews do that to each other. Self-loathing Jew. I'm like, you know how much money I pay to therapists to make myself loathe myself less? Of course I'm self-loathing. If it costs a lot of money to not self-loathe. Anyway, that aside, if the pictures, if the cat, and they're, oh, so they say to me, you're a self-loathing, don't you know they voted for this government? When I tell them, you know, they have a terrorist, government. Their government is terrorist. They go, well, they voted. Yeah, they voted, 17 years ago. And the people in Gaza now, they're under the age of 18. They didn't vote for jack crap, okay? Nothing. They didn't have any say in anything that's going on in that portion of the world. They have no say over their lives. They have no say over their government. They have no say over... It's not like, you know, here we have a say, right? And we're screwing it up on purpose. Look what's going on in the House of Representatives. It's chosen chaos. On purpose. Why? You know, they're holding governing until Donald Trump can get into the presidency. I swear to God, that's what, the seriously daft, I don't even know what to call them, maggots are doing, right? You know, last night, we really thought that we would see a Speaker of the House sometime before the end of today. And then last night, Steve Scalise was like, I'm withdrawing my name. What? I'm withdrawing my name. We're just not, you know, we're not there. But you were the nominee of the party. You were the party nominee. That there were closed meetings and you nominated this guy. And this guy, Scalise, who's just as right wing as Jim Jordan is. He's just not as stupid. He's not as loud. He's not as stupid. Did I say stupid as Jim Jordan? Which might be good for radical right wingers, but no, they wouldn't give him the vote because they understood that even though he was hard right and a conservative, he would probably govern, see, and they don't want any governing. So they need a guy like that. They need a guy like Jim Jordan who won't govern, who will refuse, who will default us, who will not pay our bills, who will literally put us into the most chaotic situation on the world stage as this global, I don't know if it's going to be World War III or not, but as it's unraveling, the United States of America, the minority of the GOP that is in control of the House of Representatives right now, and also, you know, the Tubervilles in the Senate, where they're holding up ambassadorships and commanders and promotions to the Air Force, promotions to the Navy, right? All in service to, the idea that America should be as chaotic as possible and as weak as possible in this coming time. It's very sad. It's very sick. But that's how weak Gaza is, okay? The people there, they have no say over their government. Just like a lot of us feel kind of helpless about our government. But at least we live in a democracy where the system is somewhat likely to respond to the people there. If the people come forward and say, we really hate that we have terrorists as, our government, our official government, they go, oh, yeah? And then they kill them. You know, we're not there yet. But here's the thing. War is not going to solve a historical and political problem. And if they continue to inflame that part of the world with pictures of dead children, the support for Israel will disappear.